From God's Footstool here in Kilner Park in Pretoria, Abosheni, Molweni, Dumilang, Sanbonani, Goeiemôre, gaan dit goed met jou? Trust to find you well wherever you are this morning, and thank you so much for choosing this radio station to be your companion throughout the day. Thank you for your support last week. Thank you for bearing with us as we went through a Visiothon and just for a brief moment in time stopped our normal programming. And this morning, everything is back to normal again, and indeed a privilege to be behind the mic and to be in your company. I want to ask you a question. As we look at South Africa in totality, that has moved back to alert level lockdown 2 following the recommendation by the Ministerial Advisory Committee on COVID-19. And so there's a new curfew in place. By God's grace, the children shall be home earlier than usual. The establishments like restaurants and bars that needs to be closed by 10 o'clock, alcohol sales that are permitted as normal and but not during curfew. And so this is all part of the news that I'm just sharing with you. You will hear it later on this morning, just after 6:30 news headlines, and of course just after 7 o'clock this morning. What I want to ask you is, this past 2 years, since COVID has started, have you lost a loved one? Somebody close to you, somebody near and dear, maybe a brother, a sister, a cousin, a family member. Is it nog seer en rou in jou hart oor 'n geliefde wat jy afgestaan het? Ja, en baie kere het die dokters gesê, dis COVID, ander kere was dit ander omstandighede, miskien 'n motorongeluk. Ek wil nie so te raai oor dit nie, en ek wil nie op die 31ste van hierdie maand 'n donker en 'n somber onderwerp aanraak nie. But this last week in my life, I had the opportunity of speaking to a very dear friend of mine. Not knowing that 4 days later, he will have died of COVID-19. I didn't know. When I spoke to him, all was well, and he sounded upbeat and in a good and jovial mood. And yes, there were one or two things wrong, but nou ja, ons het maar allemaal 'n skeet hier of daar, is dit nie so nie. Maar ek het nie geweet dat 3 en 4 dae later hierdie vriend van my nie meer daar gaan wees nie. Het jy iemand verloor wat jy nie geweet het vanoggend meer saam met jou sal wees nie? 2020, 2021, did you lose a loved one? And that you're still mourning this morning as you switched on the radio in the hope to find some solace, some comfort, somewhere, somehow. Vir party mense is dit 'n alleen pad. Vir my en nie net hierdie naweek nie, maar in die onlangse verlede ook 'n nabye familievriende is swaar aan die dood afgestaan, ook as gevolg van COVID. En word 'n mens gekonfronteer met die dood homself. Nou, ons kan gaan sit en spekuleer oor die persentasie van 40 miljoen mense en ja, net soveel sterf van COVID en oor die 50.000 en maar hoe raak dit my en hoe raak dit jou? I don't want to know the name of that individual that passed away. I just want to know me. Me. If that is you that has lost a loved one just in the last year and 5 months, let me know on WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. That's the WhatsApp number in studio. Because I want to share with you from God's Word this morning, from the Comforter's book, What does the Bible has to say about the death of death in Christ's death? Wat sê die Bybel oor die dood en hierdie pad wat ons loop? Because truly and honestly, last week I didn't know that my friend would not be there this morning. Truly and honestly, in January, when I spent some time with this brother-in-law of mine that I love dearly, I didn't know that this morning he would no longer be in this world. Het jy iemand afgestaan aan die dood, die afgelope jaar en 5 maande? En laat niemand jou vertel hoe lang om te rou nie. Dis iets baie persoonlik, dis tussen jou en die Here. En as jy vanoggend sê, ek is seer, ek is rou, dan hoor ek jou hart. En wil ek graag met jou deel, because you know what really got to me is that I didn't know that it's my friend's turn. Jy sê iemand, ek het my dierbare man verloor. Iemand anders wat sê, me, I'm that individual, I lost a loved one. I lost a loved one. What does the Bible have to say about this? Because this is the question that has crossed everybody's mind with COVID. You know what, it's a fact that death happens to everyone. I don't care how rich you are this morning. I don't care where you are this morning. Irrespective of your race, your age, your gender, your religion, your status, death happens to everybody. Death is the unconquerable foe that has taken over the likes of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, Mussolini, Hitler, you name them. They are no longer in this world. Death happens to every single one of us. Somebody said it's the only surety that there is in life. Death and taxes. Belasting and do it. And so I wish, what would I give that you could see my WhatsApp line right now? Names upon names. People that says me, me, me. Die Rias van ons samelewing. Die Jo Marinas, die Johannes. En so is die lys eindeloos. Robin en dis meer. And yes, we take comfort in the knowledge that I'm not alone. I'm not the only one. But it doesn't make it better because my loved one, my friend is gone. What does the Bible have to say about death and dying? In his first letter to the Corinthians, Paul emphasizes the resurrection of believers from the dead. I want to speak particularly slowly this morning so that you don't miss out on what I'm saying. Because even in Paul's day, there were those who denied the reality of a future resurrection. And it's Paul himself, the greatest evangelist of all times. Paul himself that defends the truth to the believers in Corinth who has been deceived by that false teaching. And Paul explains that the resurrection of believers in Christ is assured. Assured because Christ himself rose from the dead. It is 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 13. But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. Then not even Christ has been raised. I think one of Jesus' most significant miracles that's recorded in the Bible was the resurrection of Lazarus from the dead. You can go read the story in John 11. I think no doubt you have heard that story. Yes, there's other instances of people who had been raised from the dead, but unlike those mentioned in Scripture, Lazarus had been dead for an entire 4 days. 4 days. And when Lazarus died, Jesus said, and I quote him verbatim, "Our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may wake him up." And even Jesus' own disciples said to him, "Lord, if he sleeps, he will get well." But the Bible records clearly that Jesus spoke of his death. And they thought he was speaking about taking a rest in sleep. What does the Bible say about death? I think the ultimate shock that we didn't expect it. We didn't expect this morning on this, the 31st of May, that some Christian radio station somewhere in the most southern tip of Africa would ask you to send a WhatsApp in and say, I'm mourning a loved one. Iemand wie se WhatsApp opskrif sê, "Jou plek is so baie leeg." Your plek is leeg. Does it sound like you? Are you mourning a loved one this morning? Somebody said a brother's daughter that has passed away from COVID. Vriende, familie, geliefdes, pa's, ma's, oma's, opa's, broers, sisters, seuns, dogters, pa's, 'n neef, wat oorlede is in daardie skok van, "Man, I didn't know." Wat sou jy gedoen het as jy geweet het? En tog sit ons vanoggend met hierdie seer en dink, "Ag Here, dankie dat jy my tyd gegee het om miskien vir oula se woord te kon inkry. Miskien kon jy nie 'n woord inkry nie." But I want to comfort you with scripture this morning. I believe in this book with my whole heart. It is the blueprint, it is the direction, it's the believer's compass, it is God's word, the eternal, the one and only Elohim, Yahweh, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's not the God of the dead, he's well and alive, infinitely involved in your pain right here, right now, this morning. And God says in John 14, 1 and verse 3, "Let your heart not be troubled." Jesus himself says that. Let your hearts not be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will take you to myself, that where I am, you may also be. Jesus says in 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 13, we find this beautiful scripture, "But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, sisters, you listening to this radio broadcast." 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 to 18. Maybe you should highlight it. Go and read it a little bit later. Meditate on it. "About those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others who do not have hope." Ja, ons harte is seer. Ja, geliefde vriend is weg. 'N man, 'n vrou, my seun, my dogter, my ma, my pa. But the Bible says, "For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep." The Bible continues to say, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with the cry of a command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God." And then it says, "And the dead in Christ will rise. Then we who are alive, who are all left, will be caught up together," together, together, "with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air." We will meet with those loved ones again. in another world, in another place. The Bible is full of scriptures that talks about this. The Bible says in John 5 and verse 28 and 29, "Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life," can you hear that? "To the resurrection of life. And those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment." The Bible says in Revelation 21 and verse 4, "He, God Himself, will wipe away every tear from their eyes," from your eyes. I want to say it again. I so wish you can see my WhatsApp line. So many people who have lost loved ones just in this last year and 5 months. The Bible says in Psalms 116 and verse 15, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints." Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. But the Bible makes a promise in Revelation 21 and verse 4, and it says, "Death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away." There will come an end to this. There will come an end to this. And it's okay to mourn this morning. It's okay to mourn this morning. But not as unbelievers. As 1 Thessalonians 4:13 says, "For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even though through Christ God will bring with Him those who have fallen asleep." Ek glo met my hele wese dat, hier sit ek vanoggend agter 'n mikrofoon om jou te bemoedig. Mense vir wie ek baie lief is, my eie ouers wat nie meer in hierdie wêreld is nie. Death is a fact. Irrespective of who you are, death happens to everyone. And there will come a time, a day, a moment, regardless of your age, your race, your gender, your religion, your status, when it will be your turn and my turn. Where others will be saying, I've just spoken to him yesterday. I've just spoken to him yesterday. And now he or she is gone. Dan sal het ons beerd wees. "For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive." Hierin verbly ek my. Hierin verbly ek my dat ons geliefdes weer sal sien. Are you a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ? I know my friend that passed away this past weekend couldn't stop talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Couldn't stop talking about a faithful God. And I know that even he himself didn't know that he would not be here this morning. But on this marvelous day, yesterday morning, 3:30, when he marched into heaven, I know that his eyes could not believe, behold, the splendor of the one that we're preaching about on this radio station. The eternal God, the God not only of Abram and Isaac and Jacob, but the God of all the saints, all the prophets, all the disciples, all those in Christ Jesus. Wasn't it Paul who said, "To live is gain, to die is Christ, to be with Christ"? 1 Corinthians 15:55, "O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting?" Mag die God van hemel en aarde jou vanoggend self vertroos. Miskien is daar 'n pad van eensaamheid wat jy nou moet deurwerk en mag die Here self jou vertroos vanmôre. Iemand wat sê vanoggend is my hart swaar, dis die 4de maand van my pa se sterfte, is moeilik sonder hom. Hy was vir my 'n rots, 'n beste vriend, 'n superhero. I took for granted his love, his care, his hard work for us. I so miss you, Daddy. This is what the screen in front of me is saying. People who mourn loved ones this morning. And so, Lord Jesus, we come to you in the majestic name of your Son, our Savior, the one who has conquered death, Christ the Messiah, Jesus our Lord and Savior, the eternal God himself, the one who raised Lazarus from the dead, the one who said to the thief on the cross, this day, right here, this day you will be with me in paradise. The one who conquered death 72 hours later, 3 days later, who promised in his word, promise upon promise upon promise, that if we are in Christ Jesus, if Christ is in us this morning, you and I too will conquer death through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We will be reunited with our fathers, our mothers, our brothers, our sisters. Ons voorvaders, ek wil het nie in die verkeerde termen hier gebruik nie, but I think you know what I'm talking about. And so we thank you for life itself, Lord. You are life. John 14 and verse 6. Die weg, die lewe en die waarheid. You, Lord, that said to Martha in John 11 and verse 40, did I not tell you? Het ek nie vir jou gesê, as jy glo, sal jy die almag en die openbaring van God sien nie. And therefore I ask you this morning, Lord, to comfort those, Holy Spirit, Paracletos, Holy and Eternal God, to comfort those who are in mourning because of loved ones that is no more, not in this world. Here that Edi stille teenwoordigheid sal wees, die liefdevolle een, wat harte sal vertroos, oor geliefdes, wat nie meer daar is nie. But above all, Lord, thank you so much for the promises of your word this morning. The promises of the Bible. Your word that says, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? Your word that says he will swallow up death forever, Isaiah 25 and verse 8. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all the faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord God has spoken. Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who can destroy both the soul and the body in hell, says the Bible. And so it is to you that we run this morning for comfort, Lord. Thank you for these precious friendships. Here, gee dat ons in ons harte mekaar sal koester, want ons weet nie wat die dag van môre gaan bring nie. Gee dat ons nuwe respek sal hê vir ons ma's en ons pa's, ons broers en ons susters, geliefdes, our neighbors, fellow church members, congregants, our pastors, a nuwe waardering, a nuwe respek. En Here, dat ons nie sal wag tot die dood ons kom wegruk, voordat ons van mekaar kom sê, you are precious to me in Christ Jesus. Jy is vir my kosbaar. Ek is dankbaar vir jou lewe, en vir wie en wat jy is in Christus Jesus. Bid ons dit, en ons sê, Amen en Amen.